Masechet Kelim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. We learned in the second Perek that once a utensil made of cheres, of earthenware, breaks, it loses its tum'ah status and it can no longer become tameh. If it was tameh already, breaking it makes it tahor, and regardless of what happens to it in the future, it cannot become tameh. Here we'll talk about what happens if there's a hole in the utensil, if there's a hole that's big enough to make the utensil unfit for the normal original use. The utensil is considered to be broken in terms of the inability to become tameh. Here we'll talk about how big the hole has to be for different types of utensils to make the utensil already broken. Mishnah says, Shi'ur keli cheres letaher, the size of a hole that makes an earthenware vessel tahor is as follows. He'asui la'ochalin shi'uro bezetim, a utensil that's made to hold on to food. If the size of its hole is the size of an olive at least, so an olive can now fall through, it becomes tahor, it becomes unusable. Once a utensil has a hole in it that has an olive, even if the utensil is usually used for other foods, let's say walnuts or figs, which are larger than olives, the utensil is still tahor because a hole with that size of an olive makes it unusable even for things that are bigger. He'asui le'mashkin shi'uro b'mashkin, a utensil that's made to hold onto liquids, a hole that's large enough to prevent it from holding onto liquids is enough to make it tahor. He'asui le'kach u'le'kach, if the utensil's made to hold both food and liquids, like a pot, for example, matilin oto le'humro b'zetim, we apply the stricter size of olives to it. It does not become tahor when it develops a small hole that would prevent it from holding onto liquids. It becomes tahor only when it develops a larger hole, which is enough for an olive to fall through. So we go to the humrah, we say it stays impure until the hole is big enough, till it's that size where an olive won't fit in it.